Hello, people. My name is Chimchi Caesar, and I know a lot of people don't like Mondays. So this segment is dedicated to giving you something better to think about. This is Better Monday. So I've recently low-key kind of found myself having conversations about, you know, saying good things about yourself. I feel like we're in this space where it's kind of a good thing, but it's also a bad thing. So it's a good thing that, you know, we're in this space, I guess, as society, as there are more conversations about, you know, mental health and stuff like that. We've gotten to this place where we're now a bit more self-aware, which is a good thing. It's a good thing that we're able to be like, oh man, I'm bad at this. Oh man, I'm not good at this. Oh, I'm this. Oh, I'm yeah. Like we notice certain things, certain bad traits about ourselves, and it's a good thing. It's a good thing that we are more self-aware, and we can view ourselves, and we can be honest with ourselves and be like, you know what, I'm a mess. However, I think on the other side of that is we have gotten to this place where we have not only normalized it, but to an extent, we've kind of made it cool to have a problem. You know, some people, it's an easier identity to have if you are depressed. It's an easier identity to have if you're, oh, I'm an addict, I'm a druggie, oh, I do this, I do this, I do. It seems like we kind of start to then take pride in these badges. We're meant to find out what it is and then work on it. But I think we've gotten at this point where it's for a lot of people. I'm not saying everyone. I know there are certain people who genuinely do struggle with these things, and they're actually wrestling to get out of these spaces. They're actually wrestling to be better, right? But I think there are certain things that society has made cool. I was talking to someone and they're like, you know, I'm a druggie. But that's because, you know, they've listened to all the rap songs. They've listened to all these things that make it cool to be a druggie. And it's like, no, you're addicted. That's an addiction. You should work on that. Right? But I think there's so many things that we kind of then make norms. Yeah, like, I was even laughing with someone about, we've normalized the term a hoe phase, where you go around sleeping with as many people as possible, and it's like, oh yeah, it's a phase. It's like, we've normalized. It's like, no, that's okay. Okay. But yeah, like, there's so many of these things that we've made normal. We've also kind of made cool. And I think for me, it's interesting because, or I guess not just interesting, but it's saddening because I will meet certain people and I'll talk to certain people who are being hit by the negative effects of such things. And it's harsh. It's a harsh reality that, like, you know, with the things that we normalize, the things that we make cool, are also things that are tearing people apart. They're the very things keeping certain people from, like, being better. There are certain people who want to do good things in life, but they're failing because they're stuck to these things, these labels, these quote-unquote cool things that they've claimed to be for a while. And it's sad because, you know, you see certain people, like, I've seen people fumble the ball. I've seen people fumble the bag. I've seen people lose good opportunities simply because they're still trying to be that thing that, oh, you know, I'm this. And it's like, yeah, but you keep losing because of that thing. And for me, like, I know it because I think I've kind of been in spaces like that myself, where there's certain habits or certain quote-unquote addictions that I held onto for a while, and for longer than I was supposed to, essentially. And they affected my work. They affected my productivity. They affected how I make money. And so, yeah, my question for you guys is, you know, what are things that you feel like, man, we've normalized this and we really shouldn't? What are things that you feel like, yeah, no, like, let's not do that? What are things that you're like, I know this about myself, but I don't want to be that forever? Yeah, give me your feedback. Chimtc, C-H-I-M-T-C on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and on YouTube. And I hope we can be a people who not only notice problems within us, but we have the strength, the guts to actually try and change. A lot of us just use these titles to hide behind them, simply because we don't want to change. So if someone asks you, hey man, what's wrong with this? What's wrong with this? Can you work on this? Like, yeah, but I'm depressed. It's like, I get it. You can be depressed. I understand. Me, of all people, I definitely understand that. But just because there's an issue doesn't mean we need to stay in that. It's okay to not be okay. It's not okay to stay that way. And I hope that we can find ways of getting out of these spaces. Finding someone to talk to, finding someone who can encourage you, finding someone who can walk with you, finding a group of people who can walk with you, someone more mature, someone older than you who can be like, hey man, I've been through this, come through, let me show you how to do this. But I hope that we can do and be better, and we can stop throwing away responsibility and actually take it. Stop blaming things on other things and actually take responsibility. Galatians 6:5 says, you know, each will bear his own load. Each one of us will have to carry our own weight. There can be people who help us carry it. There can be people who we're talking to who can show us how to carry it. But at the end of the day, we need to be able to step up and say, hey, I'm in this space, but I can't stay in this space. I need to get better. I need to get up. Need to get out. So yeah, man, stay safe. Find people who can push you to grow. Protect your life, man. Protect your life. I'm out.